only if they know. Amen. Praise the Lord for the cross. Praise the Lord for the blood. Amen. I have the second word. It is found in Luke 23, verse 43. Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. Heavenly Father, help us to proclaim the word with simplicity, dignity, and clarity. Help us, Lord. Open our hearts, our mind, and our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. For a moment, I would love to talk on the topic, when suffering with Jesus, there is hope. The choice is yours. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insult at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and save us. This criminal did not believe that Jesus was the true Messiah that he claimed to be. If you are the Messiah, save yourself and save us. In other words, get off that cross and set us free. He was mocking and doubting who Jesus is. It was not a prayer for his salvation, but a prayer to save him from that cross. He was not looking for true salvation. He was looking for a way to escape. Sometimes we use the church as an escape. We use the choir as an escape. But we don't really believe. We are not really saved. He was suffering with Jesus. The choice was his. And he did not seize the moment. When he failed to acknowledge the Messiah's presence and the power of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." This criminal realized that Jesus cannot be a sinner and a savior at the same time. This man seized the opportunity. As this man was ready to die, he turned to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. And Jesus accepted his request by saying, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." It shows that our deeds will not save us, but our faith will. It's never too late for Jesus to save us. It's never too late for Jesus to heal us. It's never too late for Jesus to deliver us. It's never too late for Jesus to restore our soul. It says in Mark 16, verse 16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." This man didn't have a chance to be baptized. He didn't have a chance to attend any church service. He didn't have a chance to sing in the choir. But he made it into paradise. Jesus saves whoever he wants, whenever he wants. Jesus was not interested in his perfection. He was looking for his profession. He confessed, he believed, and he got saved. Whenever we see three crosses, they always place Jesus in the middle. By virtue of the court, the worst criminal is always placed in the middle. The worst criminal in most cases has committed a crime against the country and is a repeat offender. Jesus falls into both descriptions. There was no escape for Jesus. His crime against the nation, claiming that he was the king. His repeated offenses, carrying the sins of millions back then. And as of April 7, 2017, we have a population of 7.5 billion. He's carrying the sins of 7.5 billion people today. He is carrying the sin of us all. Instead of being the repeat offender, he was the redeemer. He came to save his people. As the middleman, he is the mediator. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind. The man is Christ Jesus. As the middleman, he is our advocate. If anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Today, you will be with me in paradise. When suffering in the presence of Jesus, there is hope. When we see the repentant sinner made it into paradise, there is a hope for you and me. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. When we place Jesus in the midst of anything, he will change everything. When we place Jesus in the midst of our storm, you will have peace today. When you place Jesus in between you and your bank account, today you will prosper. When you place Jesus between your husband and your headache, today you will have a happy family. When you place Jesus in between your rock and your hard places, today your life will be easier. When you place Jesus between your doctor and you, today you will be healed. When you place Jesus between you and your diploma, today you will graduate. The only way we can make it to paradise today is by being next to Jesus and acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior. Today, you will be in paradise. Have you heard the joyful sound? Jesus saves. Jesus saves.